Treasury Board. Order. Order.
Backbencher, one woman's journey through the snake pit of Canadian politics. New NDP backbencher Nellie Gordon.
It's a fluke that I won. I was nobody's choice. I'm a paramedic. I don't belong here.
Nellie's House of Commons seatmate, Conservative MP Herb Proctor.
It's not easy political life. You work too much, sleep too little, spend too much time in planes and beige hotel rooms. And it's hell on relationships.
Nellie's parliamentary assistant, René Leblanc.
When you went door-to-door in the campaign, people didn't see a policy wonk or a know-it-all. They saw someone they recognized, someone they thought they could trust.
Nellie's former boss from Nova Scotia, Earl Higgins.
You got yourself into a serious jam. One that could have involved cops, jail time. But I helped you out, didn't I?
Backbencher by Wendy Lill. Episode 2, What Goes Around.
My goal is to gain employment in an MP's office and be Prime Minister in 5 years. I like that. Think big.
Experience?
Volunteer at a daycare.
Outpile.
Why? I'd say that's good training for this place.
Outpile. Focus on admin, computer, and interpersonal skills.
Okay. Here's one. A degree in economics and sociology. Goal to make enough money to get out of East Nova forever. Been there, sister.
Outpile. Too honest.
Oh, it's my mom again. Fourth call. I better take it in case it's about Ben. Hi, Mom. What's up?
Nellie. Cousin Lucy called to say she forgot to mention her 2-month temp contract.
Wait, you needed to call me 4 times to tell me that?
And Marie McDonald wants me to put in a good word for her daughter, Mary Jane. And your old flame, Ronald Duke.
Mom, unless Ronald and Mary Jane got their applications in yesterday, I can't consider them. And I can't hire Lucy. I've told you that. It's against the rules.
Nobody follows those.
Mom, I'm not doing it the old way. I'm not hiring my buddies and my cousins. No, there's a process here.
Well, then get an unlisted number, because I'm sick of taking calls from every Dick and Jane from here to the causeway. I've got better things to do, like taking care of your son, Ben. Remember him?
Oh, for the love. Sorry, Renee. Where were we?
I've skimmed through this batch. They all go to the outpile.
Oh, I hate the outpile.
Are you all right?
How many applications are there?
125.
For one measly little job. These people all need jobs. They don't deserve to be thrown on an outpile.
No, they don't. But you need to hire a good person to run your office in the riding.
Oh, I know.
And for your office here on the Hill. I'm only on loan from the leader's office till the end of next week.
Don't remind me.
Enough for now. You should go to the House. It's the Liberals' opposition day debate on EI changes. Your seatmate, Mr. Proctor's up soon. You wouldn't want to miss him.
Oh, heavens, no.
It'll run until maybe 8 tonight. You can just head back to the hotel after that. Here, some late-night reading. Proposed changes to the Youth Criminal Justice Act coming up next week. I'm sure Proctor will be all over that, too.
Of course.
Oh, and I forgot to mention, Ray Brady from the National Post called. If he tries to corner you in the lobby, just keep walking.
Mum's the word.
And that Earl Higgins guy keeps phoning from Nova Scotia? Who is he, anyway? He sounds rather peu fiable.
Peu what?
Peu fiable. How do you say, sketchy?
That sounds right.
Shall I deal with him?
No, I'll call.
You keep saying that.
Because I will. I gotta go. Week 3, and I'm hiring staff, dodging Earl Higgins, and sharing a 4-foot wooden desk with my know-it-all seatmate spy, Herb Proctor. Well, if Herb's spying on me, then I'm spying right back. He's got a picture in his desk of this foxy young woman. Guess there's some out there that like the teddy bear type. Not that I'm one of them.
And so the answer to the unemployment problem is to invest money in small business, as our government is proposing. not to shovel truckloads more taxpayers' money into EI as the hypocritical liberals and the earnest, hand-wringing new Democrats would have us do. Not to give any further license to those unemployed slackers and layabouts out there content to suck on the government's mammary gland for their every want and need.
What a steaming pile of manure that was.
Glad you liked it.
Questions and comments. The honorable member from East Nova, Madame Gordon.
Mr. Speaker, it's hard to sit still and listen to my seatmate, the member from Alberta Grasslands, take shots at unemployed Canadians.
Order! Order! Order!
Mr. Speaker, I know many people back home who have lost their jobs through no fault of their own, who are out looking for jobs every day, who are sick with worry about bills piling up and empty fridges. And for this smug, overpaid, and well-fed member of parliament to stand here and paint them as lazy slackers and layabouts, well, it's disgusting. It's inaccurate. It's a big fat lie.
Now you've done it.
Well, what's happened?
The member from East Nova is out of order.
What's going on?
You can't call me a liar in the House of Commons. Retracted or the Speaker will kick you out.
I will not.
You made your point. It's not worth getting kicked out for.
The member from East Nova is out of order. I must ask her to retract her last statement.
Mr. Speaker, I'd like to retract my last statement.
Retraction accepted.
Mr. Speaker, I'm sorry if my comments offended the member of East Nova. I certainly didn't mean to cast aspersions on the character and job-finding skills of the member's acquaintances, relatives, maybe even boyfriends back in Nova Scotia.
Order! Order! Order!
There we go. All done.
Oh, you're a piece of work, Proctor.
Thank you.
Resuming business. Questions and comments.
Ms. Gordon, I'll talk to you for a minute. I'm from the National Post, Ray Brady.
No, sorry, I'm in a hurry.
I'll walk with you then. It was a gutsy little show you put on in there. It's always fun to watch where the old dogs get called on something.
Well, I'll see you around.
No, could I get a grab a comment on the PM's announcement earlier about East Nova?
And what would that be?
You just named Kenny McNeil, the former MP for your riding, to head up the new Regional Employment Development Office. Any comments?
I thought he was on death's door.
It says here his health issues have stabilized and he's ready to play a role.
In buying the seat back.
Really?
They have no shame.
According to this, the PM needs McNeil to deliver much-needed job creation.
Kenny McNeil couldn't deliver a pizza to a pajama party.
Could I get a pic?
No.
Okay, one more quick question. You say you're concerned about unemployment. What are you going to do?
Well, our party is calling for more retraining, more green jobs.
No, not the contents of your campaign brochure. What are you going to do?
Well, I...
You're a rookie backbencher without a hope in hell of forming government.
Would you mind?
It's fine to grandstand in the House, but how are you going to bring home the bacon?
Take a hike.
Miss Gordon, read tomorrow's National Post.
Morning, Renee.
Papers over there. You had quite a day yesterday. You called your seatmate a liar and a former MP a pizza delivery man. And the picture, mon dieu, that nose ring looks gigantic. Effrayant.
How did he make me look so bad?
Didn't I tell you not to talk to him?
I'm sorry.
It seems that the new member from East Nova not only has a ring in her nose and a tattoo, but a very short fuse. That is not the kind of attention you want.
I know.
The leader called. He saw it.
He saw the post in Iqaluit?
Of course in Iqaluit. He's on national tour. And he reads the papers to see coverage of his tour, not his newest MP insulting everyone in sight.
I'm sorry.
Bon. I watched you in the House yesterday when you went after Herb Proctor. You looked like you were taking his comments personally.
I was. I was thinking of that pile of applications over there. Those people aren't slackers and layabouts. I had to defend them, didn't I?
Okay, put the newspapers away. Oublie ça. It's water under the bridge. Time to focus on today's task. Hiring your staff in the riding. D'accord?
D'accord.
Here's your ticket for this morning's flight. Here's the short list of candidates. You're interviewing 2 in the morning and 3 in the afternoon. And in between, lunch with your son.
Yes.
Unfortunately, that will be the only time you'll see Ben. Here's your return ticket. You fly back to Ottawa at 6.
Right.
I've put together a list of questions and the answers we're looking for. First interviews with your campaign manager, Tina Simmons.
Yes! Way to go, Tina. Can you believe she even found me a riding office? How cool is that?
Finding an office is different than running an office.
Renee, I've known her since high school. Tina is totally awesome.
Well, in the event that Tina is not totally awesome for our purposes, there are 4 others who look promising. Off you go. Vite. Taxi's out front.
I made it. I'm home with my 2 feet on the solid ground in Nova Scotia, where there are no vote bells ringing, no media scrums, no marble halls, where you can walk out the door into the sun, feel your shoulders relax and the sweet sea air on your skin.
Holy crap! Alien sighting!
Tina!
Well, look at you with your oh-so-serious briefcase and your oh-so-smart suit. Check the high heels.
What are you doing here?
I thought I'd swing by and pick you up. Why waste money on a cab? I brought the death trap.
You can't stop there.
Says who?
The sign. Look, the commissionaire is giving you a dirty look.
What's he gonna do? I'm with my MP.
You're bad.
Let's get out of here. Throw all that junk in the back.
You still got boxes of campaign brochures.
We might need them again.
Jeez, Tina.
Muffler's got a couple more holes in it.
You ever gonna get it fixed?
Well, yeah. Try. As soon as I get a job. To the new office. Here we are. Now the door sticks a bit. Nothing a good push won't. Ta-da!
Whoa. This is totally...
There was a flood last night. Water pipe burst. But the landlord says he'll get on it right away. I've got the pails working full time right now. This should do the trick, eh?
Well, yeah.
I mean, it's a big step up from the campaign office.
It's the old dance studio, isn't it? I guess I could take out the mirrors.
No way! They're staying. Come see your office.
Wow. Where did you get all the stuff?
That desk, I got it out of the garbage at the Department of Fisheries. And the lawn chairs I just grabbed from my back porch. I'll keep looking for something better. Ooh, it's 11 o'clock. Time Miss Official Face in Ottawa says my interview starts.
You mean Renee?
Renee sounds very snooty.
Oh, no, she's not. I'd be up the creek without her.
Wow, sorry.
But let's get going. I'm interviewing you and one other before lunch.
Trey busy.
Stop teasing me. I'll just get my questions out. Tina, what the hell are you doing?
Rolling a joint. Thought we could have a wee toke while we talk.
Are you nuts?
Well, we did it during the campaign.
Once. One toke at the victory party.
Well?
Well, I can't now.
Why not?
Well, because I'm an MP. I can't just...
Have fun?
Oh, get serious, will you? We've got a job interview to do.
Fine.
And close the door.
Yes, Ms. MP.
So the last question is, how would you handle an angry constituent who comes into the office and refuses to leave?
I guess it would depend on who it is, what the problem is. It just kind of depends. Is that all? And also, whether they're bigger than me. Great. So those are my questions. Now I'm supposed to ask if there's anything you want to ask me.
When do I start?
Just kidding. Tina, I've got more interviews.
Yeah, probably Susan Hill and Martha Mack.
I can't tell you that.
I know, I know. Yeah, I kind of booted that question about federal departments, but I can find out all that stuff. No problem. Just Google it.
Oh, for sure.
And like I said, those computer programs, no problem. I pick that stuff up in a heartbeat.
Absolutely.
Remember what you used to say to the campaign workers? Tina's the glue. She holds it all together.
You did.
Seriously, I'm glad you won, Nellie. Because I really need a job. There's nothing out there but the video store, and they ain't hiring old babes like us. There's your next victim. Call me.
Sure thing.
Hello.
You must be...
I'm Hilda Carter, Ben's teacher. I called your mom and she said she'd be here, so I thought I'd drop by on my way to lunch.
Is something wrong?
Well...
Tell me.
Well, Ben's been neglecting his homework lately, and he's been acting the fool in class. This morning, when I told him to smarten up, he made an insolent face, and he told me to blow it out my arse.
Ben said that?
There was nothing funny about it.
No, it's not funny. Of course it isn't.
I sent him to the office.
Well, good.
But I didn't want to be too hard on him. I know that things are very upsetting for him now. I mean, with you up and moving to Ottawa.
Wait, I didn't move to Ottawa. I'm just commuting to Ottawa.
Well, I'm sure commuting and moving feel the same to a 12-year-old.
I've not abandoned him, if that's what you're thinking. His grandmother's taking care of him. Ben is fine.
Uh-huh. Or maybe he's just putting up a brave front.
Well, thanks for taking the time to come in, Miss Carter. Now, you have a nice day.
More tea, Mom?
Just a spot. So you talked to Ben's teacher.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
Bit of a battle axe. Wouldn't want her teaching me. Shouldn't Ben be home for lunch by now?
He goes to Jason's on Wednesdays. You know that.
Oh, I forgot. Crap, it's Wednesday.
All day.
Oh, I wanted to see him.
Well, there's after school.
I have interviews till 4, and then I have to go straight to the airport.
Then I guess you won't.
Do you think something's going on with Ben?
Set up an interview and ask him.
Very funny. Oh, my cab's here, Mama. I gotta go. Just tell Ben to stay put after school, because I'm going to be calling him.
I'll try. But he may just tell me to blow it out my... Oh, never mind.
Hi, Rudy. I'm going to the old dance studio on Commercial.
That your new office?
Looks like it. So how's it going?
Better after reading the paper this morning. Great line about Kenny McNeil delivering pizza. Gotta love it.
I better get that. It's my office in Ottawa.
Cool.
Hey, Renee, what's up?
Nellie, that Earl Higgins guy, he's been calling here all morning. He is very persistent.
Yeah, he is.
I let slip you were back in the riding. That was an error on my part. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's okay. Thanks for telling me. Yeah, listen, I'll see you tomorrow.
Bright and early? After you hire in the riding, you've got to get right back and start work on hiring for the Hill job.
Roger. First thing. Bye.
So what's it like up there in Ottawa?
It's different. Lots of suits. Lots of BS. Lots to learn.
I bet. I voted for you.
I appreciate that.
Well, it's good to see someone really kicking ass for us for a change. Here we are.
Thanks for the ride. Keep the change.
You sure?
Yeah, it's your money. Taxpayers sent me up there.
Right. Thanks. You need a lift to the airport later?
Yeah, at 4.
I'll be back then. Looks like you already got a customer waiting. Earl Higgins. Now there's trouble.
Bye, Rudy.
Hello, Nellie.
Earl.
You're a hard one to get hold of. That Pepsi ball breaker in your office.
Pepsi's ignorant, Earl. Renee's a francophone.
Oh, whatever.
Why are you here?
Well, I'm a constituent. I want to meet with my new MP.
Okay. You've got 5 minutes.
No, this won't do. You need an office that says government, authority, success. Not this dump. Hey, how about I rent you Kenny McNeil's old writing office? Still available.
Yeah, this is fine. What can I do for you?
Jeez, you're all business, aren't you?
What do you want, Earl? Have you got a problem?
Me? Well, at the moment, no complaints. Life's good. I've got the bar, the casino, more properties. Theme park's a money pit, but hey, you always need some challenges. Life's good.
So?
Remember my son, Sean?
Yeah, I remember him.
But Sean's 20 now. Just spent a year taking a stupid cooking course up in Truro.
Well, good for him.
Wrong-o. You know, Sean's not too ambitious right now, but he's no dummy. And I don't want him spending his life dicing vegetables in a greasy apron. He's going to be moving up the food chain. Way up.
So? What have you got in mind?
Well, I'm thinking working with his member of parliament. You got an opening.
Well, Sean didn't apply for the job, and the deadline for applications was on Tuesday.
So?
So there's a process, Earl, and I'm following...
There's always a process, Nellie. And then there's the way it is. Sean needs a helping hand, just like you needed one. When was that? 12? 13 years ago? You got yourself into a serious jam. One that could have involved cops, jail time. But I helped you out, didn't I?
Yeah, you did.
Quietly. No fanfare, no deadlines, no process. You would have been in a shitload of trouble if I hadn't helped you out. Am I right? Am I right?
Your time's up, Earl.
Hello.
Ben, it's Mom.
I know.
I missed you today. I forgot you had lunch at Jason's on Wednesdays.
Yeah.
What did you have?
Zoodles and toast.
Ben, your teacher came to see me. You were rude to her in class today. What's going on?
She's a witch. She's always bugging me.
There's no reason to insult her, call her names.
Why not? You do it. You even do it in the newspaper.
Well, that doesn't mean... Oh, Ben, I gotta go. The plane's boarding. We'll talk about this on the weekend.
Yeah, bye.
Bonjour, Nelly.
Bonjour.
You look beat. I checked with the airline. Your plane was very late last night.
Very late and very bumpy.
Sit down and tell me all about your trip. Did you hire someone?
I did.
Bon, très bien. Who's the lucky person? Is it Mary Ellen or Rachel or Tina?
It wasn't anyone on the list.
Quoi?
I mean, I could have hired them. They were all okay, and... Thank you so much for your work on that. But I decided to hire someone else.
Who?
Sean.
Who?
Sean Higgins. He's a young guy, full of energy, just what I need. A new face.
Sean Higgins.
That's right.
I don't remember seeing his application.
There wasn't one.
Oh. So what kind of skills does this Sean have?
Well, he's got lots of energy, and he's young.
How young?
20.
Mon Dieu. What does anyone know at 20 where the bars are?
And he knows a lot about the community.
And does he happen to be related to Earl Higgins?
Yeah, he's his son.
I see. Very persistent.
That's my decision.
You're the MP. The boss.
Yeah, I am.
And it is your decision.
That's right.
Well, let's hope it works out. I better get back to work.
And I better start going through the applications for the Hill job. Hey, it looks like some good people have applied. Lots of experience. Renee, you put in an application?
I did.
The leader wants you to keep an eye on me. He told you to apply.
No, no one told me. It was my choice.
Then I don't get it. Why would you want to leave a good job in the leader's office to work for a walking, talking disaster, a twisted, fiery train wreck like me?
Because you're so dramatic.
Seriously.
Oh, I don't know, Nellie. Maybe because you're une femme forte, a big character.
Yeah, big mouth, big mistakes.
Well, that's true. But also a big heart and good instincts, sometimes. And you need a lot of help.
That's for sure. Nellie here.
It's Tina. I just heard the news.
I was going to call you.
You hired that stupid deadbeat Higgins kid.
Tina, I wanted to explain.
Explain what? Why you screwed me? All your two-faced crap about sticking up for the unemployed? What about me?
Tina, I really...
You wouldn't be sitting up there in your oh-so-fancy suits lording it over everyone if it wasn't for me. You owe everything to me.
Tina, I'm sorry.
This isn't over. I just want to know, what the hell does Earl Higgins have on you?
Episode 2 of Backbencher, written by Wendy Lill. In the cast, Joanne Miller, Louise Renault, Lee J. Campbell, Genevieve Steele, Christian Murray, Hans Bogold, Deborah Allen, John Dunsworth, Jacob Robertson, and Mary Colin Chisholm. Backbencher is broadcast Thursdays on CBC Radio 1 at 11:30 a.m. and 11:05 p.m. and across North America on Sirius 137. The show can be podcast as well. Just go to the website at cbc.ca/backbencher and follow the links. Backbencher is produced in Halifax by Peggy Hemsworth with recording engineer Pat Martin. Maggie Rahr is the associate producer and script editor is Dave Carley. The series concept is by Wendy Lill and the executive producer is Tom Anico.